And now, a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
I was and I still am, environmental warrior, as I know you are and were when you were growing up. But something you grew up with, I did not have.
Yeah.
And it's always hurt us as Victorians. South Australians always reveling in this.
I know where this is going. Yes. Yeah.
And as I used to go around and clean up Australia, you know, and I used to see certain items, put them on the back of my bike, and then I'd say, oh, get 10 cents per can for recycling these. And I came across with a big bag and said, Mum and Dad, where do we go to recycle these and I can get some money? And they're like, South Australia, darling, no one goes there.
Hey, well.
<Yeah. laughs> Hey, their words, not mine. And I was like, what do you mean? And they're like, it's just a South Australian thing, honey. But you keep on going. Maybe one day, this bag of cans will net you 50 cents. And that day is now today.
You finally got the bag of cans that will net you.
I've got the cans and I'm ready.
You're finally ready to make money off your cans.
Exactly. Dan Andrews. I walked right into that. It is my best quadrant. Top front.
I don't want
anyway, so if you love recycling.
Yes.
If you love money.
Yeah.
And you're like us, then this is very exciting that Dan Andrews has noted. This is the end of last week. Maybe you spoke about it. I don't know. But we're finally getting 10 cents a can.
Right. So this was sort of organised like a year ago and they said 2025. So I'm glad it's happening sooner than that.
November 1st, it'll start.
This year.
Yes.
Amazing. So do you know we are the last state in Australia to not have it?
Oh.
You can do it everywhere else in Australia except here.
Can you really?
Yes. Yeah,
damn, everybody else got on board. We have a lot of cans in New South Wales.
No, you could
recently.
Yeah. So that's amazing. Also, it's floating around because everyone's talking about it. So there's a guy apparently that lived off taking his cans into South Australia for like 3 years. That was all he did was collect cans, take them to South Australia, exchange them for 10 cents, and then drive back into Victoria where he lived. And he sort of would like, and people were like, How are you getting enough cans?
Yeah.
Apparently you find, like, apparently people are, like, dropping big boxes of them just on the roadside at sort of truck stops and stuff around the border.
Oh, so if people are going through.
Yeah, and I think also a little bit of maybe people are like, all right, this is going to be amazing, guys. And then, and so they fill up their box of whatever cans and then they chuck it in the boot and then they start driving. And over the ensuing sort of 4 hours to get to the border, they do the math and they realise that they're driving over there for $7.20.
Yes, exactly.
And so then they're just like, well, this is stupid. Pull over, put the cans on the side of the road. Mm. Someone else can have them and then drive away. And so, yeah, so he would harvest these truck stops.
Right.
I don't know if that's all he's doing at the truck stops to get by.
You know, you've got to hustle sometimes. I've got cans and I've got other things. Come into my little shed here that happens to be the public toilet.
Again, making money off the cans.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
All right, one thing. Great song. That's the message, isn't it? Is that the tune?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, yes, yes.
From the original?
Yes.
Yeah. Great original song.
Love it.
Love that they're bringing it back.
90s peeps, very excited.
So good. So
yeah,
good.
It's awesome. But you've got a problem with it.
Broken glass everywhere. People on the stage, like they just don't care.
Yeah.
So good. All-time great line.
We can't play it. Unfair. No. But now we kind of can.
Yeah. So
you've got a problem with that. Why?
I mean, Coi Leray, great, you know. She's awesome.
I've been here not even an hour. And I'm about to get
I found the original. Look, I found the original.
So don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm
trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes. So, Grandmaster Flash, brilliant. Okay, love it. So, good. Coi Leray, great. You're out there doing your thing. Girls is players too. Just a little issue with the grammar there.
Here we go.
I want to love your song, babe, but...
Yeah. Song, babe.
Girls are players too. Would be sort of. Did no one sort of tap her on the shoulder and go, hey, yeah. Hey, just a little suggestion before you release this?
Yeah. You're right, because songs are grammatically correct, and that's what makes them fun, isn't it? There's so many songs that are just, like, they really make sense. Like, I'm afraid of a ghost, rather have a piece of toast, watch the evening news. Life, oh life, oh life.
Hey.
Why didn't someone pull up her?
Like, the lyrics cannot make sense. I don't care about that. As long as they're grammatically correct. If they're placed in the right order, I'm okay. I'm fine. I don't care what the lyric is. So I'll probably just have to write an email to Koi, and I'm sure once she realizes, she'll be mortified.
So embarrassed.
She'll be so embarrassed.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
It's been a while since I've seen you both, so it's nice. It's nice to be here. Where I was New South Wales, and I didn't really know where we were going.
South Coast. So not the Grampians.
Not the Grampians. Did we drive past there? I was a bit confused. No. Okay. No, are you sure? What's the other one?
Gippsland.
Oh, it's all the same.
No, it isn't.
Well, it's not.
Well, it is. Anyway, lovely drive. God, isn't Australia beautiful?
Yes.
Just magnificent. And also very harrowing drive too, because driving from Mallacoota all the way back to like Sale, every tree has been burned.
From the bushfires,
and it's just like heart-wrenching. You're just like, Jesus, you knew it was bad, but then when you see it still, you're like, whoa.
You never forget that footage of the people on the beach with the sky just red.
I know. So when we were down there, you know, it took a moment to just be like, wow.
Yeah.
That was intense for them. Yeah. But as we were driving around as well, reception in and out, listened to K-Rock as far as we could.
Yeah,
appreciate then, that.
Which is surprisingly far, isn't it?
It is surprisingly far.
Get up to like the northeastern suburbs of Melbourne.
Yeah. So over the West Gate, it's kind of like, a bit sketchy. And then once you get through the tunnel and you go back around out towards Gippsland Way.
Bayside. Sure.
Yes, Traralgon Way. Because if you go on a Traralgon Way, Orbos, Sale, Lakes Entrance, all that. You know, kind of, you can get it a bit and then it goes again. So a lot of the time we were listening to whatever we could in the car.
Shout out to all our listeners in Lakes Entrance this morning.
Yeah, no.
Beautiful part of the world.
No, there's none there unless you're streaming. But one thing we did catch, because on Saturday we drove home. So it was about a 13-hour drive in the end.
Good.
And the only thing really that you can get is like Triple J.
Yeah.
Or
Triple J.
Or ABC.
Yeah.
An ABC Sport.
Hang on. So on Saturday, you're listening to ABC Sport.
Yeah.
As you drive, I think I know someone who was on ABC Sport on Saturday.
Yeah. Oh.
Why did I sit here thinking I was going to hear a good story about country radio?
I should have known. Hey, we're back. Don't get too excited. Because we've got about a minute of you talking here, getting very excited indeed for a segment they like to call Lingy's Last Word.
Can you please stop with your tiresome whinging and negativity?
That's to you, Log.
It's an exciting new concept. All the games are going to South Australia and we're all right behind it. And you know what? You're having a bloody good time right now. It's fun. It's exciting. Some games might work, some games might not work. Who cares? Let's get behind it rather than thinking, oh, we've got to have Collingwood St Kilda play at the MCG because they happen to be going all right this year. Cut out the negativity. Even last night, people going, oh, the Suns Dockers crowd only got 9,329 at the game. It was an amazing atmosphere. The Norwood ground looked magnificent. The boundary line closest to the broadcast side was like a straight line. Yeah, you know what? You play on different sized ovals, different sorts of ovals. Who cares? Enjoy the spectacle. Enjoy the positivity. Please stop whinging.
Cameron Ling with his last word. Embrace, gather around, get around it, rather than focusing on the fact you could have 80,000.
That's his best yet.
And thank you to the ABC for that audio.
Exactly. Thank you to ABC Sport. Very impressive.
You liked that, did you?
Ling's last word. I mean, it started off really good because you were passionate. You know, you were angry and everything. But then you got a bit loggy at the end there. You started being like,
Did you pre-record that? Did you? Was that live?
Oh, wow.
Is that live?
Wow.
Did you do that live?
Did you say I got a bit loggy?
Did you do it live?
I did that live, yes.
Yeah, good. You can tell.
Were you in Adelaide?
No, I wasn't in
Adelaide. Why, though? Why weren't you there?
Because I didn't want to go interstate this weekend.
You got to pay more for that.
Oh, there's a date night.
There's some really good nuggets in there, though. We've got
and you know what? You're having a bloody good time right now. It's fun. It's exciting.
You better believe we are playing.
Oh, yeah, I've got that now on the button.
And you know what? You're having a bloody good time right now. It's fun. It's exciting.
I love it.
Did you listen to did you listen to the first part of it? Stop the negativity and the whinging.
Yes, I did. And Lingy's last word, you know, maybe you can bring a bit of that to the show. Maybe we can get Lingy yells at things on a Thursday or something.
Lingy yells at Loggy.
No.
Lingy's last word on FM. Last FM word. Yeah. I mean, we can workshop the title.
Yeah.
Keep it shorter.
On a Thursday because he's got an RDO on a Friday.
Yeah.
Something snappy like that.
It's pre-last word. Second last.
I'm glad I got you and Jimmy James through a 13-hour road trip. With
I loved it, Lingy. I was so excited.
How was the ride?
And you know what? You're having a bloody good time right now. It's fun. It's exciting.
Want more of that gear? Just tune in weekdays from 6 on K-Rock 955 or at krock.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom, Lingy and Loggy Gold.
Big thank you to my mother and father-in-law who, for my birthday earlier on in the year, got me a voucher to Rockpool.
Nice. Yes, fancy.
Very fancy.
You get free bread there. Yes. So you know you're in a fancy spot.
They
and
don't hold back, do they?
The napkins are like cotton napkins.
Yeah, yeah, proper. And they get laid on your lap.
Yeah, do you like that?
Nah, it's a little awkward.
Yeah,
don't touch me lap.
You're kind of waiting there while they unfold it and everything and laid across. It's like, it's cool, I can do that. But it was fantastic. So I didn't go to Adelaide for Gather Round. No. I know Brad Johnson's coming a bit later on. He'll be able to tell us all the behind-the-scenes stories that went on there. Had the weekend sort of off. Did a little bit of radio from home for footy radio. And Dodsy and I decided date night. We're going to have a night away in Melbourne. The kids went off to both sets of grandparents. Great. Nice. Had a magnificent night. Rockpool is superb.
Oh,
absolutely
so
amazing.
Is this a paid presentation? Are you getting some sort of kickback?
Nah, hey, do we get three free steaks?
Yeah, that'd be awesome. You keen for that?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Sometimes. However, I feel sad.
Don't feel sad.
Got a picture of a cow on the front.
Three free oysters.
Yeah.
However, I did open the wine list and I took a photo just to share with the both of you where Dodgy and I realised we were just a little bit out of our league when it came to picking wines.
Man, if it's out of your league, then.
No, but it's quite intimidating when you look at like a 20-page wine list.
Yes.
And I'm like, I don't know where to begin.
I'll have the house red, thanks.
Yes. Dodgy goes, well, what can you get by the glass? Because everything was by the bottle. We opened to one page. If you'd like a lovely Opus 1 Overture from Napa Valley, California.
Yeah.
Well, it's okay because you can get a carafe of it for $506. You can get a glass of it for $209.
Oh, we'll get the carafe, obviously.
Yeah. We'll all chuck in.
But it's okay. Relax. You can get a taste of this particular drink.
For free?
$105.
Okay. What about a sniff? How much for a sniff?
It doesn't
list. What if I spit it back out?
You can reuse it for that table over there.
Yeah.
Taste, $105.
Whoa. Nah, that's unfair. Mm. If the bottle was already open, they should be given our taste for free.
Yeah.
But if you want a taste and the bottle's not open, then I can understand, you know what I mean? But if it's already open...
Well, I can make it easier for you. Mm. I could get you a lovely Chateau Langlois Bâton Third Growth Saint-Julien Bordeaux.
Have you had a go?
Yeah. With a taste of that is only $76.
Okay.
So if you just have a little snifter of it, a little taste of it, $76. Wow. So Dodgy and I just started laughing. Like, you know when you just get hysteria, like giggling? And we're like, we were both thinking we wanted a glass of wine. What do we do?
Yeah.
I'm not getting a carafe for $382. No. We found a bottle in there that was over $1,500. We're like, where do we go? And the very kind waitress came up to us and said, on the first couple of pages are the wines you can get by the glass.
Yeah.
And we're like, oh, phew. So quickly went back to them and ordered something.
Jacob's Creek.
Yeah, started like some really delicious wines.
Yellow Tar.
Started at like...
Bust open the pink.
We're having a 19 or 20 bucks for a glass. Mm. So it is ridiculously expensive there. But gee, it was a nice night out.
Yeah.
Oh,
it
was nice.
Fantastic.
I would suggest that if you went outside to Crown, you'd probably get a taste of... I think it's pretty much the prices around Crown and there are pretty similar. It's not so just the rock pool.
You reckon you'd get a taste of the Napa Valley one for under $105. You could find it somewhere else.
No,
she's saying that's the price. That's the price you're going out for dinner anywhere.
If you want a taste of anything, if you ask someone, hey, can I have a taste of that? Just, you know, maybe you're at one of the nightclubs or something. I suggest that those are general prices.
But what happened to that one where you come over and the glass is just there and they give you the little taste and you send it back? You'd be like, no, that's not good enough for me. Bit vinegary.
Yeah, bit vinegary. No, you know what? Buyer beware, I'd say.
He doesn't get it.
No, I don't, because you two have just got so... Oh, you're so cute. The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast. It's good when you say goodbye to some things of the past. I mean, we all know that. Change is good.
Yeah.
And it's nice, you know. I don't know, aerosol cans.
Look, just because it's...
burn a hole in the ozone layer.
Just because it's always been one way doesn't mean it's right. Yeah?
Yes. Right? But let's explain further. I've noticed, and I only noticed on my trip, that something has gone amiss. And it was slowly, 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 and none of us actually had a chance to notice that it was gone. Now I'm feeling a bit nostalgic for my younger self, especially with Dan Andrews bringing over to Victoria the 10 cent a can, you know, recycling program thing. Tom and I were talking about that this morning.
Hadn't heard that.
Yes. Amazing.
You don't have to drive it all the way to South Australia anymore.
No. No, you don't. By helicopter. But I've been thinking on my holidays, I was like, I really want some potato chips. And not the kind out of a bag, hot chips made of potato. Mm.
Yeah, like fish and chips.
Like fish and chips, right?
I think if you say hot chips, everyone will know what you're talking about.
Hot chips. Now, hot chips, they come in two varieties.
French fries and fish and chip style.
Beer battered.
No.
There's another way. And it's gone. And I did not vote for it to be gone.
You better not be talking about polenta, those logs of polenta, the disgusting...
No, they always seem like a really good thing, don't they? Yeah, and then you get them and you're like, what?
Or sweet potato chips.
No, they're all right.
Awful.
I'm talking about crinkle cut. Why have they gone? Where have they gone? Where? Sorry, I thought there was a third thing.
Crinkle cut hot chips. Yeah, okay. So do you know who used to do them? It sticks out. First place I can think of was Salsa's. Remember that chain of Mexican restaurants? There used to be one in Westfield.
There was one in Werribee.
Yeah, there was one in the Westfield food court for a little while. That's gone now.
They did hot chips. That's not Mexican. Yeah. Do you mean crinkle tortillas?
No. They come with chips, and then you could have hot chips in your burrito if you wanted.
Oh, amazing!
So you're upset that there's no crinkle cut hot chips?
Why are you upset?
Good riddance. They were a waste of time.
Why are you so anti?
Just straight cut.
Why?
If you either want French fries or you want
I'm
a straight
not surprised.
Cut,
straight 180. I'm happy what here. The crinkle cut chips do, as long as I don't have to see it.
Oh, sorry.
Not on my plate.
You two are such wild ones.
You are very middle-aged white men.
I want a crinkle cut chip. I was driving through the back streets of New South Wales. We're in the country. God's country. Australian country. You know, the country.
Your grasp on the English language this morning has been outstanding.
You go to a milk bar or something, you're like, yes, old school milk bar, hot chips, give them to me.
There's no hot chips at a milk bar either.
Yes, I don't know what you're talking about.
You're on another planet.
Yeah, you've lost me there.
Anyway, where are the crinkle cut chips? And now I've got a hankering for them. Does anyone do them in Geelong, Ballarat on the Surf Coast?
Okay, so you actually want to go to the phones with this. 5-2.
Can anyone find me some crinkle cut chips? Because now I want them. I don't want to make them.
People of this region,
yes,
Geelong, Surf Coast, Bellarine Peninsula, are too smart to bother doing them anymore.
No, they're not. Also, do you miss crinkle cuts anywhere? Do you miss the crinkle cut chips? If there are not any, do you have a longing now? Have I unopened something inside you? Unopened?
Are you crinkle cut up about it? All right.
Can we get Loggy a dictionary or five, a thesaurus?
5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. Can you still get crinkle cut hot chips around Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Bellarine? That is the question we're going with this morning. Loggy is definitely back.
KROQ.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom, Lingy and Loggy Gold.
You want to know, crinkle cut hot chips, do they still exist in Geelong? And if so, where?
Where? Because they were something from our childhood that I absolutely loved. And then as I got older, I thought, oh, yeah, I just took on the straight chips that were always given to me. And I was like, okay, but now I'm looking for something different.
Mm.
And I'm like, where are they?
And we realised we evolved and the crinkle cut chip was pointless and moved on.
You can't believe how anti-crinkle cut hot chip you are.
It's bizarre.
I can't believe you care that they've gone.
Do you know how they hold on to sauce, mate? They are strong. The crinkles hold on to vinegar.
So much
they
surface
hold on
area.
To salt.
Yeah.
They hold on to sauce. And they hold on to my heart, and that's why I want them.
Yeah, and at Salsa's, they held on to that Tex-Mex little spice. Oh, man, so good.
And there's certain days where I wish I didn't have to hold on to you.
Well, someone's checked out. An hour and a half of Loggy was enough. Thank you. That'll do me for this week. 52232955. Andrew, you're in Geelong CBD. Do you miss the crinkle cut chip, or do you know where we can get our hands on some?
Mate, not a chance. Crinkle cut chips are the best chips invented for starters.
Thank God.
And for seconds, if you want them, Sam's Cafe, Moorabool Street, go in there, grab a shawarma and some crinkle cut hot chips, smash a heap of vinegar, sauce and salt on it, and relive your childhood, mate. You don't know what you're missing out on.
Do you cook these chips by chance, Andrew?
No, I don't. I do regularly go there to eat.
Okay.
They're awesome down there. So.
Yes.
Sam's Cafe.
If that's where you want them, that's where you'll find them. I haven't found them anywhere else, but I haven't really looked either.
Amazing. All right. Well, I mean, you found them. That's the thing. You know where to go.
Good to have a fellow crinkler on the show. That's what I'm calling us.
All right. Let's head out to the Bellarine now with Jake from Port Arlington. Morning, mate. Do you love a crinkle cut chip, and do you know where to find them?
I do. It's a childhood thing, and I do know where you can find them as well. Charlton Road Milk Bar in Corio.
Okay.
Well, there you go. Actually, you've answered another one. Milk bars do sell hot chips.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, Lingy, I can't believe you think they don't sell hot chips.
Milk bars.
I was with Lingy as well.
Not every milk bar does it, but there is a handful of them that do.
Okay.
I'm feeling good on my first day back.
I'm happy to be corrected, Jake. Thank you very much for that one. Abby from Herne Hill. Abby, please tell me you've got some sanity and you think crinkle cut chips are pointless.
Sorry, Lingy, but you've been a real negative Nancy today, okay? You have some sort of bias against crinkle cut chips. I was going to say, I completely agree with Loggy. I was going to mention how it holds the salt and the sauce
that. Abby.
And it's just they're superior to the other ones. And you can get them at milk. I don't know if you can nowadays. I can't find them anywhere, which I'm glad I've gotten suggestions now too.
Good.
But you can get them at some, shops. But if you cook them at home, you've got to use a, deep fryer, not an air fryer, because then they turn out crappy.
Oh, they don't work in an air fryer. But an air fryer can cook anything.
Oh, now you've mentioned air fryer, Abby. My God.
I know, I started a new thing. Sorry. But,
okay.
It holds, because I worked in fish and chip shops, so the oil actually holds the salt better. So you got to... Yeah, it's a science, you know?
Wow.
I'm going to kick off a resurgence.
This
chip shortage? What? It's all about the crinkle cut.
This is a side of you I don't like, where you're right and I'm wrong.
It happens often. Tony and Kariah, wrap this one up for us. Crinkle cut chips, do you love them? And if so, where can we get them?
Yeah, crinkle cut chips are the way to go. Yes. In the corners, you get all the salt and the sauce all stuck in there.
Love it.
It's the only way to have it. And Charlton Road Milk Bar, 100% best place to go for them.
Right.
They know how to cook them and they put just the right amount of salt and vinegar on them.
Beautiful.
Amazing.
That's two for Charlton Road Corio and one for Sam's Cafe in town.
All right. Well, I know what we're having for lunch.
Yes. Should we have, maybe we get all the crinklers together and maybe we can get, should we get someone in here to fry them up for us? And
no, we're not allowed.
Have a big show.
H&S. Not allowed to have.
And you're not allowed to call them crinklers. It's discriminatory.
I hope that's not a word that means something else.
It's Urban Dictionary, that one. What's a crinkler? Ooh. I mean, I'm intrigued, but also slightly scared.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955, weekday mornings from 6.